are listening to SBS.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's more than a game, according to the former president of Liberia and an ex-professional footballer, George Weah. Football is a universal language. It brings people together, irrespective of their nationalities, cultures, or beliefs. And here in Australia, people are using the sport to build social cohesion. And SBS Audio is telling 12 of those stories through its series Beautiful Game Changers. One of them is Labin Gurung, who arrived in Australia from Nepal as a student in the mid-1990s. He helped establish Sakamatha Football Club in southwest Sydney, a place where newly arrived Nepalis could find connection and belonging.
We try to accommodate them. We help them in finding jobs. We try to keep them away from being lonely or being isolated from home. Through football, we try and reconnect them with the society.
Over time, Sagamatha began noticing a growing problem in the community, gambling addiction, especially among newly arrived men.
When we have someone who's suffering from a gambling problem in our club, we take it very seriously and we try to take it professionally as well. We try not to let other members know about his problem.
While some clubs serve as a private support network, others use the game to define a public identity. Alison Todd and Tracy Atkinson were among the women who helped establish the Flying Bats Football Club in Sydney's Inner West in 1985.
We decided that we'd like to do some sort of activity to keep ourselves healthy. We thought about, why don't we do soccer?
Today, the Flying Bat says it's the world's largest LGBTQIA plus women's and non-binary football club. For Alira Toby, football is also tied to identity. Alira is a proud Kanulu and Gangulu woman from Ipswich in Queensland. She played football at the highest level in Australia. Now she's helping create pathways for the next generation.
I think the closest thing for me was Kathy Freeman, which I mean probably sounds so cliche, but, you know, I guess being an Indigenous girl growing up, there wasn't many people that looked like me on television.
Today, Alira works with John Moriarty Football, helping deliver football and wellbeing programs to 5,000 children each week, including in remote communities. She says football can open the door, but only if children can see opportunity in front of them.
If there's representation and there's opportunity and there's pathways, that really does open the door and change perspectives.
Suleiman Zandina is a Yazidi refugee who now referees in Queensland's top men's and women's state leagues. He was just 12 when the Islamic State group attacked his community in Sinjar.
They destroyed everywhere. They killed thousands of people. They took me and 30 people from my family members.
After escaping with his family and settling in Australia, Suleiman found a new way forward through football. Now he helps other Yazidi families as they begin life in a new country.
I want to show them that you have help. Like you can reach if you need help. And not just myself, there are many other people like me and better than me available and helping our community.
Fatima Yusufi, a former Afghan national team football player who fled Kabul in 2021, stands in goal for Afghan Women United, who returned to international competition in 2025. Now living in Australia, she's rebuilding her life through football and carrying a message of hope for girls still in Afghanistan.
We can give that hope for all those girls who are in Afghanistan and thinking like, you know, nothing will change, but there will be a hope, and that's our message always.
These are just five of the 12 stories in the Beautiful Game Changers series. To watch and listen to all 12, head to sbs.com.au/beautifulgamechangers or find them on SBS On Demand. And for the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts. That story by Sahil Makar and Peter Theodosiou for SBS Audio. For SBS News, I'm Alan Lee.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.